I will now shift hats and put on my moderator hat and welcome our next speakers, Brian Ryder and Robert Dubois, who are speaking on hot topics. So Brian Ryder has taught real estate development and real estate transactions, land use regulation, and real estate finance since 1997. I was about to say 72.
I got my law license in 1972.
He is a fellow of the American College of Real Estate Lawyers and a frequent speaker at this mortgage lending. We look forward to his hot topics every year. Robert is a partner with Dubois, Bryant, and Campbell, and is also a frequent speaker here at Mortgage Lending, and we look forward to hearing what they both have to say.
Let me introduce my partner in this endeavor, Robert Dubois.
Oh, sorry. Do you guys have a presentation? No? Okay.
We just have our paper. Again, this year we collected things that are not on the Texas cases and tried to stay away from the duplicating any of that. And so what we've come up with this year is a potpourri of focus a lot on federal developments that are of interest to the real estate lending community in general and the real estate practice law in general as well. We're going to pass things back and forth. And does Robert get one?
I'm not
She's
important enough. Just watch the lights and the glare off the heads. Okay?
We're going to go back and forth and be a little bit conversational about this. Robert has the first couple. Go.
All right. So if you go through the paper.
Thank you.
We're going to largely follow that, although Brian's going to do some major detours along the way. So I'm going to start with topic one and the CFIS. This is a topic that we have covered several times and was a major topic last year at this event. And you ask, why do we keep coming back? Well, it changes, and it's really important. And Brian and I are both scared to death that somebody's going to get caught by this and have a horrible surprise. And we're going to keep raising it in hopes that people will get more attention and people start thinking about this. So you got the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which is under the Treasury Department, and it has it's organized to consider foreign entity acquisitions of property near military bases and defense facilities. Okay, so this is the you don't want the Chinese buying the property on the hill above the substation in Seattle and monitoring all the stuff that's going on there, you know, visually and electronically.
Substation is submarine base, by the way, which is where all the technology for the Navy is developed. And this is one of the events that triggered Congress to create the CFIS was acquisition by Chinese interests of property overlooking the major submarine development base on the Puget Sound.
Yeah. So CFIS gets to review transactions and even, key point, set aside transactions even after closing. Let that sink in a little bit. If they look at something and they find that it is problematic, they can do that after you've closed, after people have spent a bunch of money, and set the whole thing aside. I wouldn't want to have to figure out how to unwind one of those.
Now that's the point here is that you don't have to file anything. You don't have to turn in anything, as we're going to talk about it great length on the fence end stuff a little in a minute, if the CFIS people decide they want to look at something, and it's a transaction that is within the targeted areas that Robert will talk about in a second, the penalty is they can force you to set aside transactions. Now, this has not happened in real estate; it has happened, and CFIS is really targeted folks at technology transfers. and corporate kind of mergers with foreign entities more than it is real estate.